On this episode of Emulate This, our FMK segment returns for another go-around. We'll see what happens with that. Then, we're going to talk our top five NES games of all time. And finally, we'll review Toe Jam and Earl for the Sega Genesis. Mike, let's get the show started.
Press start.
Welcome to another episode of Emulate This. High atop Easton Road in Horsham, Pennsylvania. Guys, what's up?
That was random.
Eric, how you doing?
Good, man. How you feeling, Ry?
I feel good. Rory, how you doing?
Dynamite!
And Mike, how are you?
Woo!
Well, it's great to be back. And I'd like to say that we appreciate any listeners that come back and listen to each episode due to our low quality of our first two episodes.
First three, first four.
I
went back and was re-listening to some of the old stuff.
Yeah.
So we're at episode 20, and if you've stuck with us through 20 episodes, we'd like to give a special thank you to you guys, because
Yeah.
We're tripping over
those. We didn't know what we were talking. Like, we were talking over each other, and then somebody would say something, and somebody would just go off on something else that made no sense.
I can't even listen to the old shows. I can't do it.
It's because I wasn't on them.
It's rough. It's rough. Yeah.
Episode XX.
But here we are, episode 20.
20, the big 2-0.
Vente.
Well, it's...
large, right?
It's a 20-ounce.
Yeah.
20-ounce. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And grande... Grande is a medium at Starbucks.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, the Venti is a small at Starbucks.
Yes.
Or the tall. Wait, which one's the tall?
Oh boy, here we go.
I don't go to Starbucks. I don't know.
I go to Starbucks.
Their coffee's too strong.
Well, let's start the insanity.
Oh, my God.
I don't like it. It's too strong.
Okay. You don't like Starbucks?
Well, they have
I prefer Dunkin' Donuts.
They have the blonde.
Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts. I'm not a fan of...
I'm not going to go to and talk to like a cute girl and be like, can I have a blonde? Like, I'm not going to do that.
But you're being a little bitch right now.
I don't
now,
say that. I don't...
For fucking...
It's Starbucks coffee.
You don't have to order a cafe caramel macchiato if you don't want to.
You don't have to do that.
I never order that. I always order drip coffee, and they're like embarrassed when I go in there. They're like, I told them, I'd like baby blood, please. Like, they're horrified when you say you just want regular drip coffee.
And then Rory pulls out all his coupons.
Actually, that's what I get most of the time when I go into Starbucks. It's just regular coffee.
Yeah. I prefer Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, I just go medium. So it'd be a grande pike.
Oh.
Yeah, so I just say medium. I don't do the grande.
I like Manhattan Bagels coffee.
Is it good?
Yeah, they have good coffee.
Really?
Yep.
You know, McDonald's apparently has really good coffee.
They do.
It's always voted one of the best coffees.
I've never had it.
And I'm not a fan of McDonald's at all.
Right.
But their coffee...
You're running there to get a coffee?
Yes.
Yep.
I don't mind Egg McMuffin.
I'll just go... Something with that cheese. The cheese tastes a little weird to me.
Yeah.
It's all rubber. The whole thing's rubber. It's like they microwaved all of it.
It's like play food.
Well, yeah, they do.
Yeah, it's like
play when you buy a child for like their pretend little kitchen.
Yeah. Here's what I never understood. Easy Bake Oven. I never understood why at McDonald's, when you get like an Egg McMuffin, it's like a real egg. But if you get the steak, egg, and cheese, it's a weird egg. Like, just put the same egg on. Just put... Whatever egg was on the Egg McMuffin, put that on the steak.
Let's keep the eggs universal, people.
I mean, I'm using steak loosely.
They don't tell you what type of egg it is. I bet you it's like
grade F meat.
Reptile egg.
Yeah.
So, This is a show about video games, right?
It is a show about video games and not fast food.
Welcome to Coffee Talk.
No one told me that.
We have another good show. Another good show for you.
Hopefully.
For your listening pleasure. We're going to do Fuck, Marry, Kill again. That's back. And we have some good characters. We'll announce the our characters when we get to the segment there. And then we're going to review, well, we're not reviewing, but we're going to talk about our top five, each one of us, our top five NES games.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this one.
This was a lot more difficult than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I was torn between actual good quality games and nostalgia.
Agree. A lot of the games I picked were, yeah. I remember my brother and I playing them when we were kids.
Exactly.
You know?
And that's why you made a couple choices. I did the same thing.
You went nostalgia first over better quality?
No, I was torn between the two at the same time.
Oh. I put them together. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll get to that. And then we're going to review a great game for Sega Genesis, Toe Jam and Earl. The first one.
Mm-hmm.
A game that I think is better with two people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, two player than one. Would you agree, Rory?
The original Toe Jam and Earl is one of my favorite games on the Genesis.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
It is a whole other game with two people, though.
It's a lot better with two people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's neat things about the game when you play with two people. But we'll get to that. We'll get to that. So, let's get into our Fuck, Marry, Kill. What do you say?
Let's get into
I'm sorry. I skipped right past the Odyssey.
How dare you, sir?
I am sorry about that.
Freaking Jack. Where is Jack? Jack, get in here!
All right. Here we go with the Odyssey. All right, guys. So the Odyssey, and that means it's time to find out what we've been playing. Mike, let's start with you.
So I started BioShock.
Good game.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? I like it. And the setting is awesome.
Yes, that's what makes it.
Yeah, you feel very claustrophobic, like you can't breathe. Mm-hmm. At the moment, I can't figure out why I have an interest in Atlas's family.
Okay.
Like he's like, you know, go to the sub, get my family. I just got in a plane crash, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck
off. Give me a break.
Hold on a second here. But the
hold your horses, sir.
The weapons are
get
awesome.
Your story, yeah.
You know,
straight,
like the lightning bolt and the telekinesis and all that.
They get better.
Yeah. So I'm enjoying that. And then on the Atari front, I played E.T. And we're going to have to talk about, I think that's going to be an airing of grievances in the next couple episodes. And before anyone thinks that it's an airing of grievances because it's a shitty game, or it's an airing of grievances because of, you know, I'm going to defend, just hold your horses. Just wait for the airing of grievances.
Okay.
But I want to talk a little bit about E.T. in a little more detail than, hey, I played E.T.
Is there that much detail?
There's that much detail in your experience when you play E.T.
Really?
There's no detail in the game.
Okay.
Actually, to be honest with you,
there's actually a love story.
I take that back. Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yes, there is that much detail mm-hmm. in the game.
Right.
Yes,
right.
There is.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah, I really want to hear about this.
Mm-hmm. Which might have been its fault.
Really?
There's too much shit.
It was just too much for the times.
Yeah.
People weren't ready for that onslaught of technology.
Yeah. No, it's not onslaught of technology. It's just like there's just too much stuff to keep in your head.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. Cool. We look forward to hearing that. Rory, what have you been playing?
I can't top that.
All right. What have you
been playing? I have been playing. Don't take my turn yet. I have been playing Mars Matrix, CPS2 game. Bullet hell. It's a shooter. There's not much to say other than it's a bullet hell. It's Japanese.
Right,
it's Capcom.
Right.
It's crazy. You die every freaking second.
What system was this again?
This is CPS2.
Oh, okay.
So it's, you know, main.
Oh, CPS2, yeah.
Main, Winquax, Final Burn Alpha, if you're on the Pi. It's a great game.
If you're on the Pi.
If you're on the Pi, hit us
like
up.
Like the cool kids, you're on the Pi.
Mm-hmm. Actually, we have breaking news.
Oh, shit.
Get
on that board.
Why is that on breaking news song?
Terrible. Because it's royalty free, you fucker.
You get what you pay for.
Honestly.
What you don't pay for.
Okay. All right. We have breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Someone at this table has joined the Pi team.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Hi. How you doing?
Oh, welcome. Yeah. Welcome. Yeah. That's Mike, by the way.
Yeah.
How does it feel, Mike?
Yeah, I got a pie.
He got a pie. I made him a pie.
Rory baked me a pie.
Apple.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's the convenience is amazing, which is why I wanted the Pi.
Yeah.
I wasn't crazy about the PC emulators. Playing on a computer and or you know, if I wanted to play it on the TV, hooking the computer up to the TV and then taking the computer down because I needed the computer for something else.
Process.
The Pi, just hook it into the television.
Ready direct to go.
Call it a day. Yep. Whenever I want to play, just call it a day.
And the other thing is, I mentioned to Mike, and I think you guys too, the Pi seems like it has a lot less latency on the controller than the PC. Lot less.
I don't have that experience at all.
Really?
I feel my PC emulation is 100% fine. Like,
You don't feel that in the controller.
I just insulted his latency.
I don't know. I think I hit a sauce.
Oh, you did.
I think you're getting old, Ryan. I think that's
No. Mike knows what I mean.
Yeah, I agree with Ryan. We were trying Punch Out the other day.
On the Pi, it's great.
There's still latency issues.
It's better than the PC.
I was playing one of the moves.
I would say that's possible. Your PC is much more powerful.
I don't know. I don't get it.
I haven't actually played Punch Out on the PC, but I can tell you that on the Pi, I was playing Great Tiger, and one of the moves that you do is you get like the stars, and then he throws the uppercut. You go 1, 2, 3 and throw a star punch. So I would go 1, 2, 3, go to throw the star punch, and he's right there with an uppercut. It happened every single time. And I know I can do the move.
Maybe you need to go I can one, do the move, 1, 2 go, uppercut.
No, it was still
1, 2.
I think it might have been the controller having my thumb trying to get all the way over to start. Is a longer,
okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you said that.
It's like a longer travel than like on a NES controller where it's like right there. Start and the B button's right there. So it might have been the controller.
Could have been.
I love the Pi. I don't understand people's hating on the PC emulators at this table.
I'm telling you, the latency on a PC is worse than the Pi.
Hmm.
Something with the Pi, they figured something out. Like they cut a corner.
I hadn't noticed.
They found a faster track. Something, I'm telling you.
I just like the convenience of the Pi. I think it's the Pi absolutely
is really
the
for
best.
The convenience.
Because there's certain games I have a real hard time with on a PC emulator, and that's Shinobi 3. I have a hard time with it, but easier time on the Pi.
I think it's in your head, Ryan.
It's
Shinobi 3 is a great game. That's a future episode.
Eric.
Back to you, Eric.
What have you been playing?
Sorry, Eric.
Oh, no, I don't. It's an interesting conversation. I've been playing Devil's Crush. I don't know if I talked about this game before.
And that's
or not.
Pinball.
It's a pinball game on TurboGrafx-16 or PC Engine, whatever you want to call it. It's the best pinball video game.
Wow.
I wonder why you don't see more. And it's 25 years old. It's the best pinball video game I've ever played. There's like a ton of bonus levels and everything.
Really?
Yeah, like the newer consoles have this Pinball FX and multiple developers put
There's
tables
Williams
on it.
Williams Greatest. For the PS3, we have Williams Greatest Pinball Classics. Whatever.
And I don't think any... It's only one table, the Devil's Crush, but I don't think any of them match it.
Are the physics pretty good?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, very good. And... There's a whole lot of shit going on. I've played the game a lot, and there's still some things I don't even know what fucking does what, you know what I mean, on the table.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool. I'll have to check that out. I used to like pinball games when I was a kid.
I believe there's at least one other system. Yeah, Alien Crush.
Okay.
Which has a lot of, like, copyrighted xenomorphs.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's okay.
Devil's Crush.
Compared
Alien's
to Devil's Crush. I don't think.
Yeah. There's some video game pinballs that kind of get too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're beyond pinball.
Like Sonic Spinball.
Yeah, I didn't get into that.
Yeah. Keep it simple. Keep it like pinball. I want it like the table.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It is like that.
I would love to have a pinball table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot of real estate.
They're expensive.
They're very expensive.
Like, for a good one, very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
They're collector's items.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which kind do you want? Like, what's your art
Black
scheme?
Hole.
I don't know. Probably some movie theme. Probably like Back to the Future. I think it was Back to the Future.
A-Team
would be awesome. Yeah,
do you guys remember the Black Hole pinball machine? It was like a double decker.
I don't remember that one, no.
Light can't escape a black hole, Mike. How can we remember it?
Wait,
it's a lose-lose situation.
what? I don't know this news.
It's not breaking news.
Oh, fuck.
The singularity. I haven't figured it out yet.
Don't play that fucking song.
All right, I'll get to my game. I've been playing a game. I'm kind of rehashing a game that I had for Genesis back in the day, Flashback.
Great game.
Mm-hmm.
It's a port.
But I'm still not smart enough to beat it. What?
It's a port.
Where's it a port from?
That and Out of This World a European computer. I can't remember what it's called. Not Commodore. Amiga.
Oh, the Amiga. Oh, I didn't know it was a port. I just thought it came out for them all. Really? It's a great game. I mean, it's like, I don't know, what do you call it? A strategy? Like, what is it?
It's like Prince of Persia. It's like, except it's not timed. Yeah. So it's like a...
It's big story driven.
2D platformer, but it's like precise platforming.
Yeah.
And it's all insta-kill and tons of traps.
Yeah.
There, later on in the game, there's lots of fighting. There's lots of gunfights with like floating guys and like cameras that chase you. And
it's a lot of thinking because you have to...
What is it? Flash?
Flashback.
Flashback.
The
Flashback.
Quest for Identity. So the full name.
Yeah. Like pretty much every time you go into a new screen, you have to kind of figure out what to do.
It's a great game. It's slow. You really need to save state the hell out of that game. Like you die and then you got to do it all over again.
Yeah.
Like there's,
but it's a great game. Really neat animation. It was kind of groundbreaking for its time.
I think it uses rotoscoping where they actually like have an actor. Like this is like the poor man's like, what is that thing with the balls on them that they did for like movies nowadays? Like they have the blue man suit.
I don't know. It's like motion capture. I don't know what they call it. Yeah.
So like rotoscoping is like they basically like they have an actor and they take pictures of him and then they trace the actor on paper and they use that animation. So it's very fluid. Mm. But like the game is very difficult.
Yeah, very hard game.
Hmm.
And tons of instant kills. I think it's got 5 levels.
Yep,
puzzle elements, the shooting elements.
Yeah, but it's fun. It's a class. Yeah. You guys should check it out.
I will.
It's a good time.
I've played it. Not in a while.
But yeah.
So. Never played it.
Never played it.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, give it a shot. It's very, just be prepared. It's very, very difficult. And there's going to be a lot of points where you're like, I have no idea what to do.
And yeah, it's one of those games where it's like, what the fuck do I do?
Yeah, like there's no music. There's really the limited level, music, a lot of quietness.
If you can get out of the jungle, okay, which is a feat in and of itself, you go to the second level where it's like a subway and there's like 5 different cities you have to go through.
Yeah, yeah.
And like you have to switch between them, like get a key and then go to a different part of what's actually the world. Like it's in, like a dystopian future where you take a subway from like Africa to Asia to North America.
Yeah.
It's a fucking mindfuck game.
Hmm. Yeah, really cool. So
5 levels.
All right, well, let's jump ahead and go to our next portion of the show, which is Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone listening for the first time, basically what we do is 3 of us picked a character from a video game, and we all are, you know, someone with these characters, and we have to decide who we're going to fuck, marry, kill. And let me get right to it here. Let me get my character notes up here. Here we go. Come on. All right, here we go. Our characters today are Pyramid Head from Silent Hill 2. That's Mike's guy. We have Kirby from NES. Obviously, Kirby. Everyone knows Kirby.
Mm-hmm.
And I took Qbert from Arcade. Fun game.
Cool.
So
it is a fun game.
So that's our
what an odd bunch.
It's a crew. It's a crew.
It's a motley crew. I have like this image of like a movie poster with like Pyramid Head in the middle and those 2 little guys just like next to him or something like that. Who's gonna get fucked, married, or killed? Find out this summer.
Let's start with Eric.
Oh, great. Well, I always get the kill out of the way right away. We're just gonna kill Pyramid Head. I mean, there's no talking to this guy, right?
Good
he's
luck.
A pure psychopath. He's always raping the doll monsters or whatever. Yeah, he's just a nut job and he can just die. Okay. He's gonna die. I'm gonna fuck Qbert because
I'm waiting. I knew this was coming.
He's got like this long You know it's warm, wet, and squishy in that motherfucker. And that blooping sound would be like, bloop, 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 bloop.
Catch up away from me.
That's right, yeah. But that blooping sound, he's a one-night stand.
Oh, man.
That blooping sound, that would get on my nerves. One-night stand.
One guy. It took one guy to get to that one.
All right. So, I'm going to marry Kirby. Okay. Yeah, he sucks and he blows, but I think there's a lot more to him than that. You know, I bet he keeps a nice hat, a nice clean house, so vacuum.
You want
to
find out the inside.
Yes.
I'm going to sleep inside of him. He's going to suck me in, and I'm going to live in there, and I'm going to use him as a pillow.
Woo.
All right?
Right.
And that's how I feel.
All right. There you go.
There we go.
Qbert, huh?
Mary Kill.
It's warm and squishy.
Mike, how about you?
I need our intern cocktail.
Drink, please.
I'm fucking Pyramid Head.
Wow.
Oh, what the?
The kink.
Yeah.
The kink level must be out of control.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Can't handle it.
I guess.
Also, he knows exactly what you want, because, I mean, spoiler alert.
He's a figment
he's
of
you.
Your
Yeah. He knows exactly what you want.
That's true.
So, yeah, I'd fuck Pyramid Head. Why not? weird looking dude.
Yeah.
I'm going to marry Q-Bert Pyramid. Yeah? Makes Mike wear the mask.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Put this
shit
on.
Gets weird. Yeah, I'm marrying Q-Bert. Seems like a nice little friend. Okay. Have around the place, you know. Okay. I'm killing Kirby.
Yeah.
Because he's scary as shit. And he would eat all my food.
Oh, he's a happy guy. Ooh. He only gets mad when they try to.
Yeah. What if I say something wrong?
Oh, that's true.
And he opens his mouth.
He needs a behind the music episode. There's something behind that.
The grocery bill would be out of control.
Yeah.
Eating all my food just in one. The whole refrigerator would just go.
Yeah.
So we're killing Kirby.
Okay.
All right. Mike, there you go. Rory, how about you?
Okay. So again, I thought about this. I've changed my answers twice.
You thought about it too much. Okay.
I really
you
did.
Thought about it more I, than 10 minutes.
By the way, can I just say I thought about this today?
Okay. Perfect. I also thought about it today. I'm going to fuck Kirby. Okay. And I'm hoping Kirby has the copy ability, so I'm kind of thinking maybe he could like eat a Victoria's Secret model and like, you know, it won't be too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But, Kirby's a psychopath. He's a monster. Okay. Remember that. Okay. Right. He eats everyone.
Yeah. All right. He does.
Including me. So hopefully he can eat supermodel and then that's when I pounce on him. We'll get that one out of the way.
Wait, okay? So you're fucking Kirby.
I'm going to fuck Kirby.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a good conversation.
Okay. I'm gonna fuck that pink blob.
Wait, hold on. Let me get this straight. Now, you're fucking Kirby, correct? You're going to fuck Kirby.
I'm going to make love to Kirby. All right. Let's get something straight.
For posterity.
I'm going to marry Pyramid Head. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a scary relationship.
It's going to be. Okay. But think about it. Okay. Number one, he doesn't talk. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, am I right, Ned? Come on.
No nagging.
Yes. That's right. Okay. Number two, he has like great abs. I mean, he's on like the level, he's on the level of cutness of like Jesus on the cross. Am I right?
Oh my God. Yes.
Amazing. All right. The man's got abs. Okay. And number three, you know, as somebody alluded to, he's definitely got a mannequin fetish. So like, maybe we can get something crazy going.
There you go.
All right. I mean, maybe we can get something crazy going on. You know what I'm saying?
Threesome. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not against that. Let's do that. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Keep it open mind.
I'm going to kill Q-Bert. Okay. Why? He's an asshole. He leaves all the lights on. Okay. I can't deal with that.
He leaves all the lights on.
I can't deal with that. Okay. He jumps on everything. That's how you win the level. You have to make all the blocks the same color. So okay. I'm not going to have a guy. He probably leaves the water fucking running. Like he probably takes long showers. No, you got to go. Okay. Wow. You got to go.
Running up those utility bills.
Okay. Fuck you. You gotta go. All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll get to me.
Ryan, what do you got?
All right. It's going to be tough because I had to follow you three. First off, I'm going to probably kill, Q-Bert.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be the easiest to kill. I don't want to have to kill Pyramid Head because that would be a fight. I might die in that one.
Yeah.
So I might just have to.
I don't
to,
actually think you can kill Pyramid Head.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to get in that kind of situation with Pyramid Head.
Right.
So I'll just kind of put that on the back burner for now. So I would just kill Q-Bert. Easy kill.
Easy
right?
kill.
Kirby, I would. We'd have to fuck Kirby.
Okay.
Yeah. See, he's thinking about this
he
right now.
He just thought about it right now. Yeah,
I definitely have to fuck Kirby.
You see that look in his eyes?
He's like, he looked up to the sky.
He was like, about that answer.
I definitely got to fuck Kirby.
Well, the last time we did this, I fucked a Goomba because they were soft. I
didn't, squishy.
Kirby, soft and squishy. Soft and right, right, right.
So
right.
We got a squishy fetish here.
Exactly. And I'd marry Pyramid Head. It'd be a scary marriage. But I wouldn't have to try to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't have to fuck him. So I would just marry him and then probably get divorced early.
It would be a sexless marriage? Is that what you're saying?
I think it would have to be.
Okay.
And we would get divorced quickly.
Yeah.
But Pyramid Head's always busy. He's never home. He's out, you know, working in Silent Hill.
Right.
I wouldn't live in Silent Hill. No. Be away for work.
You would have to elope to Vegas, though. Get married real quick and then.
Yeah. We'd elope.
Yeah, definitely.
Right?
Definitely.
But yeah, so that's
what his family looks like.
Huh? You said the same thing with the Quick Man thing.
What I said?
He said, "I'm going to marry Quick Man because he's always out at work,
keep him busy."
I want to be married to someone
Meanwhile,
I never
just,
see.
Just me and Kirby back home. Yes, that's what I would do. That's
cool.
My fuck, marry, kill.
All right,
and that's our fuck, marry, kill. So everyone satisfied with their choice?
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Has anyone been swayed to change opinions?
No. All right, let's move on to the discussion topic. And as I mentioned earlier, the discussion topic is five NES games that each one of us favor. Our favorite five NES games. And let's start with Rory.
So I'm going to go, well, we did have an agreement before we came up with this topic where we were going to say that the games in the same series or franchise you could count as one. That way you wouldn't have to say, for example, like Mega Man 1 and then leave off the other ones if you felt, again, if the mechanics are very similar. So,
yeah, yeah.
We're going to kind of cheat where you could say that the if it's a franchise, you could list the entire franchise or certain games in the franchise.
Okay.
Okay. My number five is going to be Tecmo Super Bowl.
No.
Tecmo Super Bowl is still a great game. Still holds
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's
yeah.
so simple.
Yep.
Totally playable.
It's still totally playable. Anybody can pick it up, and within one game, mm-hmm. they know everything there is to know about how to play that freaking game. And there are still tournaments for that.
Are there really?
There's like an entire league
wow. really?
Of NetPlay where people, I don't know, I'm sure there's gambling involved, but like, there's an actual Tecmo Super Bowl league that you can go into online. It's still active. It's a great community.
So. No, it's still fun. It's, you know, yeah, simple. We talked about that yeah. on the last episode. Keeping it simple.
Yeah. Fun. Sometimes yeah. less is more.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I used to love that game. I love Tecmo Bowl.
I believe everybody, it's and awesome. It's licensed. Everyone in that game, to the best of my knowledge, except Cunningham, the Eagles quarterback, gave his name, his likeness
is
to
that
the
right?
game.
Oh, Cunningham didn't?
He held out, huh?
He held out. So when really? You score with the Eagles, I never played with anybody else. Okay. So when the Eagles score, it just says Eagles quarterback. It doesn't list
Cunningham.
Yeah,
I never even noticed that. Really?
But if like you get scored on by, say, the Oilers, I mean, the Oilers still existed at that point. So it would be like quarterback Warren Moon, touchdown.
But so, Bo Jackson's badass in that.
He is, yeah.
And Lawrence Taylor.
he's also in
yeah,
this
yeah.
the Cowboys are really good too.
Right.
Emmitt Smith.
Cowboys, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So that's on my number five. Number four is gonna be a duel, Mega Man 2, Mega Man 3. The best Mega Mans in my opinion by far.
I agree with you.
You can't
I like 2.
You can't fuck lot. With Metal Blade. 2 is great. I like 2 more than 3, but 3 is still pretty solid. 3 actually, yeah. in my opinion, is a little too much filler. We'll do an episode on 3. I mean, 3 yeah. is a classic. Mm-hmm. But I am omitting 1, which...
Yes.
No
I
thanks.
Hate that game.
And 4, 5, and 6, the later ones. While they're still good games, the spark is not there. Like, it's not the same...
Yeah.
Starts to get old.
It gets... Not only gets old, they added mechanics to the game that I don't want. Like, actually, I don't enjoy the Mega Buster.
Dude, thank you. Neither do I.
First, I do not enjoy the Mega Buster.
It slows you down.
It does. It's too clunky.
Right, right.
And, like, it takes too long, and I hate the sound. Of, like, the whole game, yeah. you're holding the yeah. button, the fire button, you hear...
Yeah.
No, like,
yeah,
it changes the way yeah. you play and everything, but no thanks. And then, like, 6, like, you're flying around in a jetpack, and you have, like, bodybuilder arms.
That I didn't mind. That was okay, but by the time 6 came around... By the time 6 came around, it was just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you were done with it.
My number 3 is Mario 2 and 3. Omitting Mario 1.
Okay.
I despise Mario 1.
Yeah, we'll talk about this.
That's interesting
time.
Because they're not that dissimilar, the games.
3 and 1.
What,
no.
What about 1 makes you dislike it so much?
The presentation compared to 3 is I mean, it's definitely night and day.
Graphically,
but
sure.
That's, 3, well, that's not fair.
Well, it still is a video game. I'm looking at a picture.
Yeah, but I mean, picture. Super Mario Brothers was, what, 85?
I'll take your word for it. I'm not in the command bunker.
I think it's 85, and then, you know, 5 years later, they come out with Super Mario
okay,
3.
Okay, well, fine. If you don't agree
they're
with
learning
that,
how to do the
even
hardware.
Though it's my opinion, you don't agree with it. Fine,
we
whatever.
We don't agree with your opinion.
Yeah. Okay, here's another thing. There's a lot less shit in 1 than there is in 3. I mean, there's more suits. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
There's more levels. There are more enemies. There's more variety. And mm-hmm. you also don't feel like you're on ice. In 1, you yeah. are so slippery mm-hmm. all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're it's constantly true. Hitting the back button
it's not
every
exactly
time you jump.
I love. I mean, I love 3. It's a great game. But my favorite Mario is Mario 2.
Wow. Yeah,
well, I ooh, love Mario one. 2, and it's not even it's a Mario weird. Game.
Mm, okay? It's not.
But it is now. It like is now. So many things have
well,
been co-opted
yeah,
and
yeah.
added into the Mario yeah. universe from 2,
right.
not in 3. They skipped like, but like Mario World and Future, a lot of those characters have been pulled, like the Shy Guys and the Birdos
mm-hmm.
and.
Those cactus things.
Bombs. Mm-hmm. Cactus things.
like they're part of the Mario universe at this point, even though they weren't originally intended to be part of that. I just love throwing vegetables at reptiles.
Yeah, it really does it for you.
That really, that's my thing. Me and Pyramid Head.
I hear you.
With mannequins. Number two, Double Dragon 2, a previous episode. Double Dragon 2 is kind of a sloppy game in a lot of ways. And it's more nostalgia, although there aren't too many beat-em-ups for that platform. Like, there's obviously the other Double Dragons, although they're kind of shit, especially 3. 3 is off. 3's got off.
Yeah, 3 sucks.
But, like, 2 does it so well, and it's co-op 2 players. I've mastered the game. Absolutely, I love it. And then my number one game is going to be Contra Super C.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Super C?
Contra and Super C. I actually hedge more to Super C than I do with Contra.
Right, right.
Super C, in my opinion, is just a refinement of the Contra formula. It's faster. They take out some of the levels, like the mechanics that are awful, like the energy field, where like the flames shoot across.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the hangar with like the constant freaking goddamn spikes.
Yeah, I can't with the rolling stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't stand that.
It's I mean, Contra's a great game. Mm-hmm. Okay? Super C, I hedge more to saying it's better. On the base,
I agree with you.
The bases. The bases.
That's what I was thinking of. The bases suck.
I hate them.
Yeah.
In the original Contra?
They're in the arcade game, yeah. They're also in the arcade game. Like, they had that pseudo 3D kind of thing.
It's one of those things when you get to the bases, you have to, like, I sigh and I'm like,
I don't like it. No, I don't like it at all. I don't think it's well done.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't stand it.
I don't like it. I still love the game. I mean, I put it in my number one slot. You know? If I'm going to play, if I have 15 minutes, if I have like a half hour, okay, and I'm going to play NES, I'm likely going to play Contra, Super C, Double Dragon 2, Mario 2.
Okay.
One of those.
Okay. All right, cool.
Love them.
Awesome. Okay. Awesome. All right, how about you?
Okay, so... Number five may be a little controversial because I'm going to omit Double Dragon, both of the games, from my top five, even though I love those games. But River City Ransom.
Pretty good game.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, that has everything Double Dragon has, pretty much, plus a, like almost like a light RPG elements. You have stats and upgrades and, you know.
Plus bulimia, where you level up by eating for some reason.
Of course. Yeah, you level your stats up, your punch and your kick, and you unlock, like, super kicks and super punches. I forget the names of them exactly.
That's been a game I've been meaning to play for a while and go back to, and I just keep forgetting to go back to it. It's awesome.
Yeah, like, you know, I like it better than Double Dragon. And so I had to omit Double Dragon from the list. It's made by the same dev and all.
Technos,
yes.
It's good.
Yeah, it looks similar to Double Dragon 1.
It is.
You know what I mean?
Graphically, it's the same.
Yeah.
The combat is very similar.
It's the same build that did Super Dodgeball.
Super Dodgeball, right. Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going with that as number five.
Okay.
Number four, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Great game.
I mean, it was like the first game that felt like an arcade game for me on NES. Just graphically, I mean, the characters are iconic. Funny, the game's funny, and it's challenging, but it's not cheap. You know what I mean? You get the system down.
Yeah, it's all technique. Their moves.
Yeah, it's technique and timing, and I just love that game.
A lot of skill.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I have three as Contra, the original Contra, and I do like Super C, but I actually liked, and I think a lot of my list is nostalgia, and I like those hallway levels. I like the bosses.
Yeah,
I just like the pacing was awesome.
The base levels?
Yes. Okay. I like them. These guys don't particularly like them, but
yeah,
I thought it was cool because it was different, the multiple camera angles.
Yeah. Okay.
At the time. The array of weapons and all, I just thought the pacing was great and I really liked it. Two, I'm going to go with the Mario series.
Mm.
Three being my favorite. I like you said, they brought the raccoon in, they brought the hammer. The hammer and the frog, you could keep the frog. But what I liked was the overhead map of whichever world you were in and how, depending on what way you went, you could build bridges and like the bonus levels like we were talking about that one episode. I just thought it changed the whole game for Mario.
Was that new? Did Mario 3, was that the first game to do that with the overhead map?
Neverworld, yeah.
That was
none of them have overworlds.
I don't mean Mario. I mean like of any game.
I'm not sure about that. It's definitely the first Mario. No,
Bionic Commando had an overhead.
Yeah, but it wasn't really the same.
Wouldn't Legend of Zelda?
No.
I mean, that's kind of overhead.
Because on a Mario 3 map, it was almost like interactive, where there was all this other shit you could do. Like with the bridges, and you could, you know, you had the mini games inside. Yeah. Like the map was interactive were on in the itself.
Map. You mean like a map? You mean the, I see what you're saying.
Like the actual map.
You could
map.
Open up shortcuts.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Before you actually get into the level.
You can still do stuff.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was really awesome. Anyway, the gameplay on Mario 3 and the graphics, I just feel like it's the best Mario, so I'll lump them all in together, but I'll say 3 is my favorite.
Okay.
Number 1, The Legend of Zelda is my favorite game on NES of all time. I know you guys aren't real big on that. It was the first game I was like truly addicted to. Like I couldn't stop playing it. And just everything about it. Sprites, all the sounds, the music. I mean, Christ, there's a symphony that travels around playing the music for Zelda.
It's definitely the first of its kind, and it did it very, very well.
And it was massive.
Yeah.
It was huge.
It was massive. And I think they got the Famicom save system or something for the cartridge. I think it was the first game to do that. May or may not have been. But
no, I think it was.
I think everything about it is great. And I know there's a lot of parts where people get stuck because, you know, it'll be some obscure bush you have to burn to, you know, get further. But I just think as a whole, it's the greatest NES game of all time. And
I'm kind of glad you actually said that because we do tend to shit on that game a lot. And people regard that game as one of the best on the system, regardless.
In so many ways.
So,
it's cool that you said that.
I can respect it. I don't agree. Zelda's not even on my top 20.
Wow.
Yeah. Neither one of them.
And I'll give honorable mention to Paperboy, Double Dragon, and Blades of Steel.
Okay. All right. All right. Awesome. Mike, how about you?
So, my number fifth?
Okay.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Number 5 is DuckTales. We just talked about DuckTales. So, I don't think I have to get into too much why we like to go listen to the last episode.
Right.
Number 4 is Castlevania, specifically the first one.
Yeah.
Second one, not so much. The third one, see, the games that I put on my list are games that I've beaten. So, I do like the third one. I think it's the first one on steroids, but I've never finished the third one. I think the difficulty is a little too much in the third one.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first one, the difficulty is right there. It's hard as shit, but you can get through it.
Okay, right.
It's also just, I mean, the first time I played Castlevania, I never saw a game like that with monsters and, you know, you're walking around in a moat and, you know, going through graveyards and shit like that. So, Castlevania. My third is Punch-Out. Mm. So, Eric just talked about it. But I really like Punch-Out because it's like a boxing game disguised. I'm sorry, it's a puzzle game disguised as a boxing game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Because it's not really a sports game. It's not a boxing game. I mean, it's looks like it.
You don't really think sports at all when you think Punch-Out.
No, if you're going to name, like, top sports games on the NES.
Mm.
I know that's on lists, but it doesn't go with Tecmo Super Bowl or RBI Baseball or Blades of Steel. Right. It doesn't go along with
that. It's more like memory, like you said, like a puzzle game.
It's like because each guy has a certain, I guess I'll call it a tell, but a certain moveset that you need to learn and figure out where to go with your punches and how to move and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing that game is essentially two buttons, you know, a combination of two buttons and your D-pad. So number 3, that's Punch-Out. Number 2, I'm going Mega Man 2. Specifically Mega Man 2, all the other ones. I love most of the Mega Man games, but I'm going specifically Mega Man 2. I just kind of think there's really not much wrong with that game.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the fun factor is through the roof. The music.
Yeah.
Is the best.
The weapons.
Yeah. And you know what's cool? You know what's cool about Mega Man 2?
About that game,
is you can take multiple, like, Metal Blade kills 3 Robot Masters. Air Man might kill 2 Robot Masters, where most Mega Man games, Bomb Man's just going to kill Guts Man. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
he does it very poorly.
Yeah.
Bomb sucks.
But like, that's it. Where Mega Man 2, you can use the weapons on multiple bosses. I also like how you can choose your stages. That was like, that was cool when that first
came out. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was really neat.
And then number 1 is Super Mario Brothers 3. I just have never had that much fun playing a video game. Hmm. Even to this day. Like, I guess when I, here's nostalgia coming in. When I think about when I played Super Mario Brothers 3, like, as a kid, I, like, total immersion in that world, in that, you know, in each level had its own thing. I love the game.
That game was really pushed hard with like, remember that wizard?
You know,
the movie.
Yeah.
The
Savage,
was
a big deal.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, that game was really pushed.
California. So by the time,
plus the like all the secret passages and like where ways you can go to finish the levels, know what I mean, and all the things you could find,
it's an awesome
all the
game.
The coin ship, and then the and Eric was mentioning all the side games.
What about the Koopa Kids?
Love the Koopa Kids.
Airships, the tanks,
the Doom ships.
Yeah, it's a pretty deep game for
For an Nintendo. NES game.
Sure. Yeah, NES. Sure.
You could almost like pass it as like a poor man's Super Nintendo game. You know?
Yeah, and that came out towards the end of the life cycle of NES. So
I think it's better than Super Mario World.
I agree with you.
Super Mario World. Well, I mean, that's a different topic. Super Mario World, in my opinion, is the best Mario game ever.
I love Super Mario World, but I like Super Mario 3 better.
I gotta agree with Mike here. I do like Super Mario World, but I think Mario 3's.
We never played anything like that when we were
Dynamite.
Younger.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Think like, part of it might be nostalgia.
But, I mean, nothing ever came... I remember when you first put Super Mario 3 in, and the map came up. And you're like, what the... Because I remember that. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Why are all the cactuses dancing?
Yeah. Is this the game? Am I supposed to...
Yeah, and then you go into that world, and it's... You're off to the races. The warp whistles.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool thing.
There's
have a save state, which is... lame because it's long. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to play every level, it's long. It'll take you like 2 hours probably to finish that game. So the warp whistles are a nice touch. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to get somewhere fast.
The re-release for Super Mario All-Stars on Super Nintendo does have
save
states.
Yeah.
It does have save states.
It needed them. It really did.
It sure did. That one definitely needed it. Yeah. It's too long. That's the thing, like Castlevania, there's no saving in that, but it's short as hell, you know. But Super Mario 3 is very long.
Hmm.
Yeah, I wish there was a way to save with that game. You know?
They do kind of get by with making extra lives incredibly easy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could
get
really,
like 60 lives by the fourth level.
Oh, yeah.
Without doing the little one-up
trick. Turtle thing?
Even without doing that, you can still,
it's pretty easy. They're all over the
place.
Like
getting stars. You know what I mean? Mm. And all you have to do is be running full speed and hit
there's
the
box. There's
those,
like, in the... I think it's in, like, the... Well, it's probably in several levels where you go down and there's the big question mark.
Yeah.
And you hit it and just all of a sudden, like, five one-up mushrooms just pop out. You're like, oh, all right. So...
Yeah, there's tons
from 70 men to 75.
Right. Okay, we'll get to my list here. I don't have them in any, like, order. Because I really wasn't sure how to put them in an order. You know what I mean? They're just five games.
Well, that's the hard part, Ryan.
No, but like, see,
we had to do it.
Right, you can't make your own rules for the games. Yeah. You have to actually play.
It was top five, not in order. I don't know.
All right. Fine.
Was it? No, it wasn't. All right, so
I was like trying to look for the soundbite for that. And
can you pick a favorite at least? All right. And let the other four just hang in the
balance. I don't even know if I can pick a favorite. Well, I'll try after I'm done talking.
You weak, pathetic fool.
All right. So
he just goro'd his ass.
No, that's Shao Kahn.
Oh, Shao Kahn. My bad.
So, Shao Kahn.
Sorry, Roar. Roar, you can see
play,
Roar.
Play for Eric like one more time. You're a weak, pathetic fool.
No, give me the...
All right.
What an idiot I am. What's that one? The big brain on Brad.
Oh, Jules. Pulp Fiction. All right, so here's my list. So I'm going to start off with the first one. Rory already... Some of these are going to be repeats because, you know, you guys already said them. Super C.
Awesome.
Now, I love that game. I think it's refined. I mean, it's basically the same as the first one, but I don't know. I just like... I like the bosses in that game, you know.
A lot of bosses. I just think it's all bosses.
Yeah.
That game.
It is. There's tons of bosses. There's many bosses. A lot of mini bosses and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So, I just think it's awesome. There's not really much to say about it that you guys didn't say. So, it's an awesome game. It's not even nostalgic. I just think it's a really solid game.
Yeah, it is. Sure.
The second one is Mega Man 2.
Was that on all of our lists? Oh, you didn't have it on your list.
Not mine, no.
No? Yeah. I didn't pick a series, like, you know, a few games. I just took Mega Man 2. Yeah. That's my favorite one.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it. It's in my top 10. Yeah. But Mega Man 2, but
right.
I couldn't put it in my top 5. Okay. Many others.
Yeah, it's just my go-to.
Yeah.
If I'm going to play Mega Man, I do too.
I actually feel like when I fire up a Nintendo I tend to want to go to that one, right? Just immediately.
Really?
Yeah, like,
really?
Like almost like warm up with it.
Yeah.
And then try something
else. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. My third is a sports game, Blades of Steel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome game.
Yep.
Yeah. It's an honorable mention for me.
And yeah, I mean, that's...
Check the past. Check the past.
Mike, you were saying you don't know if... You think that the game still holds up?
Yeah.
I think so.
See, I think it does.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's like Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I was playing it the other day, and I don't know. It's just...
No.
I mean, I was still, like, again, with the nostalgic factor,
okay.
I was enjoying it.
Yeah.
But I guess I was just asking myself that question. Like, is this holding up?
Yeah.
Like,
you know, I think...
I don't know that I don't think it holds up. I mean, I was still having fun playing it.
I think it still holds up, and it's nostalgic, so it's like a double whammy. That's like Super C. I was trying to find games that were both, you know what I mean, nostalgic and good.
Yes. Right.
There's going to be one on the list here that, you know, we can debate whether or not it's good. So, it's actually...
your opinion. We won't beat you up too
bad. So, anyway, Blades of Steel is fun as hell. I played the shit out of that game as a kid. I still have the cartridge for it. Oh, nice. I don't have an NES anymore. Still have the cartridge. I look at it every now and then, and I'm like, sad. I'm like, one day.
One day. I'll have an NES.
Yeah.
One day you'll have a home, friend.
I will. I'll get it at home. Here's the one that's kind of debatable.
Princess Tomato and the Sally King.
No, because this one's nostalgic. Battletoads.
Oh, wow. That's
what?
In your
Come
top
on, Ryan.
Five?
Yeah, it's in my top five.
Such a shit.
Really?
Yeah. This is how I know you've been replaced with like a Russian sleeper cell. Are you kidding me? Battletoads?
Yeah, a lot of memories in that game.
Yeah.
A lot of memories playing that game.
Yeah, but I mean, I have memories playing Ghostbusters.
Yeah, but Ghostbusters sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Battletoads. Battletoads is...
Oh, I know what you mean.
Good
like,
graphics.
I mean, it's not broken. Good, it's not broken
yeah,
like
it's good controls.
Now,
it's good music.
So you might admit that this game is probably mostly nostalgia for the list. Not
mostly, but the problem is just because it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard. It's very hard. But it's a good quality game. Like, quality-wise, the game's very good. Graphically, control-wise.
It looks good. It controls good. It's too fucking hard.
Right, right. But that's the thing. But
you
it's
can
still
only get so
really
far in it.
I know,
like,
but it's
really
still a
short.
Good game.
Yeah.
It's still a good game.
I cannot agree with this choice.
I mean, it's your opinion, but I just couldn't put it anywhere near it.
Top five.
Yeah,
that's
top
a
five.
Thing. Like, top five, I don't know.
See,
I could almost swallow maybe top 10.
I gotta say, I mean, there's lots of good games for NES.
Yeah.
But when I was really trying to pick a top five, I really started to see that I think it's more nostalgia.
It has
with
to
the
be
NES.
Nostalgia for you.
Because I'm trying to pick my top five games of, like, all time for the system.
Yeah.
And to me, there's so many games that are on the same plane. Like, most of them are just... I like a lot of them. I like, like, 30 of them.
Mm-hmm.
But none of them, like, jump really far ahead, you know, other than, like, Super C and stuff like that, you know. So.
Okay.
I'm just not big on Mario games. I know how good Mario 3 is.
Yeah.
But
I think,
really
though,
Mario
for
guy.
The most part, our lists are pretty similar, with the exception of, like, a couple. So, I see what you're saying. Like,
Mega Man 2 is an awesome game.
The games that we're picking out are, like, the gems of the...
Yeah, right.
Sure.
It's, like, undeniable that Mega Man 2 is great. But the problem is, how many Mega Man 2s were there really on the NES?
Yeah, yeah.
Not a lot. Nope. There was games that were good, but they were heavily flawed, you know?
Not as good as Panic Restaurant, though.
Oh, shit!
He snapped!
Stole it!
Two in a row!
Two in a row, stole it!
All right, and then my last game is another game. I think it holds up. I know Eric differs. RBI Baseball. Now, I love that game. I think it's simple as hell.
Is that three sports games on yours?
Two.
Oh, okay.
Blades of Steel and RBI Baseball. And RBI, I think it's fun. It's so simple. You just want to whack home runs. Usually the end score is like 18 to 21.
It's a good game. It's not
my
top 10.
You're not a fan of RBI Baseball?
No, I don't think it holds up at all. Okay. I mean, at the time, sure, it was the best baseball game, but it was like the only baseball game.
I think Baseball Stars is a better game.
No, there was other baseball games that were awful.
Baseball Stars is a better game.
What, Neo Geo?
Baseball Stars was ported to the NES. SNK.
And you think that's better than RBI?
I do.
But really?
RBI Baseball is still a good game. Everybody's really fat.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
The fielders are such shit. They're
Everybody's
just out there
fat.
Jiggling.
Yeah, but the point.
Seizure.
That's not the point. The point's not to field the ball.
They're all very chubby.
That's not
like
part of the game. That's not part of baseball.
Not really. Not really. No.
Then it's not baseball.
That's not really. It is baseball though.
It's not in any way a sim.
Well, it's not a simulator.
Well, I mean, in any way. I mean, you're not even fielding the ball. That's literally half of the game.
But they use real names. Okay.
Okay.
And hitting a home run is really satisfying in that game.
Much like in real life.
It's pretty satisfying. I don't know. I think it still holds up for what it is.
Yeah, I can understand that.
I mean, there might be better games where you feel better or the graphics are a little bit better. Yeah. But I don't know. The batting sucks. I just think RBI baseball is what it is. It's really simple. It's simple to throw. It's simple to hit.
It has a fun factor to it that I can't deny.
Yeah.
The fact that it is so unlike baseball
right.
is probably what kills it okay. for me. And all I'm right. just spoiled by the newer games. That's
I get
all.
That.
On the baseball. So for a sports game, I like my sports games to be super accurate.
Right, right. I get that. I get that. So that's my top five.
Cool. Awesome.
Anyone have any games on the outskirts that they'd like to put in their top five? Like
Contra.
Contra.
Yeah, if I had honorable mentions, Contra. My guilty pleasure is Bubble Bobble.
Okay.
I love nothing Bubble Bobble.
I hate people that bust on Bubble Bobble. I love
it. It's fun. It's really yes. addicting.
I would have said Star Tropics. That's a big
okay, game. Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's lots of games I could put in there. That's what I'm saying. I'm not
it was
like,
hard.
Bashing
it
Nintendo
was really
games,
hard,
but,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
Turtles 2 and Turtles 3, they're pretty good, too. Not Turtles 1. Turtles, oh,
yeah, yeah.
Turtles 1 is like...
There were other ones awful. That I was thinking about. But there's so many that I like, it's hard to make a top 5, because mm-hmm. other than like Mega Man 2 and Super Mario... And maybe like Castlevania and Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of Nintendo games really stand out.
Metroid.
You know
that
maybe Metroid.
Up, that are
yeah.
still.
But I didn't play that enough.
No.
You know? No, I never really played
I
that as
no
a kid.
Positive feeling. To
so,
Metroid.
Yeah, I don't really have experience.
RC Prime
I mean, I played it lately,
game.
But.
Did yes. you did yeah, you play. Oh, yeah, RC Prime. Rad
that's
Racer.
That's a cool one.
I used to love Rad Racer. Did you, as a Zelda fan, did you play Metroid?
I did play Metroid.
And
I didn't like it.
As, and you didn't?
I don't think it's not very similar to Metroid at all.
No, but it Zelda. Still has that exploration.
Oh yeah,
thing
yeah.
Going.
I did like that about it. That
okay,
was probably
so,
the best part about it.
So you didn't mind Metroid?
No, I didn't mind Metroid. Okay. No, I thought okay. it was a pretty good game.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's pretty much it, guys. So what do you say we?
I always have that. I'm sorry.
That's all right. No, go ahead.
I always have that question when there's certain who don't like you know they like Zelda, they hate Metroid, and it's you know kind of this.
Because of the exploration factor.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's not like Mega Man or Contra. You put the thing in, you just go and call it.
Right,
a.
right.
You just brought to my attention that that's my favorite thing about video games is exploration.
The exploration.
Like I like a huge world to explore.
Yeah.
And nowadays, I think it's better. It's better to do it now than it is on with Legend of Zelda.
Oh yeah, I mean the caves and
right.
just the detailed environment, like especially in like a game like Skyrim, you never know what the fuck you're gonna run into, and it's massive.
Mm.
Yeah, anyway, I'm sorry.
Oh no, cool. All right, let's jump forward to the video game review. So, Jam and Earl. Genesis. Listen to that music. Listen to that bass line.
You know what's funny about this game is that most video game music you can't listen to like in public without like being like ridiculed. Mm-hmm. But like this music, you could like pull up in like a car and like there'd be like a woman on the corner.
Yeah.
Like, a good looking woman. And this could be on your like car, like coming out of your speakers. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you'd have to turn it down.
You start hula hooping with her.
That's right.
Much like in real life, yes, she would actually start hula hooping, and then you'd have to join in.
That was annoying.
It is annoying.
So annoying.
Hula, not hula hoop, but whatever.
Yeah,
it is hula. Correct.
Yes.
It's
yeah,
not hula hoops.
That's so anyway, Toe Jam and Earl for Sega Genesis. It came out in 1991. It's a two-player game. It's two-player on the same screen, and then when the two of you kind of walk away from one
another,
it's
actually very
neat. Splits
because it'll split and allow you to leave.
Yeah.
A lot of games can't go; they can't cut and bring it back together.
Right, right. It's one of the. I don't. How many other games do that? Like on 16-bit? Not many. Not many.
But Zombies Ate My Neighbors doesn't.
Yes,
it's a good example.
Yeah, right. That would help if they did.
Much later game.
But alrighty. So anyway, Toe Jam and Earl. So they're basically two aliens that are stuck on planet Earth, and the point of the game is to find the pieces for your rocket ship. All right?
Sure.
And there's different... The game is based on levels.
Well, it's actually one of the
Son
first
of my
game...
boss.
What?
Oh, fuck.
We have breaking news, Mike.
Oh, shit.
Eric sat on his balls, apparently.
This chair is so hard. Oh, my God. I'm wearing boxers.
Whoopsie daisy.
You're right
over
there.
Keep all the business in the front. The business went under. Oh, my God. We're going to have to liquidate the assets.
Eric turned into a soul singer. He's like, mama.
God, the eggs.
It's these wooden chairs.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Ryan gets the nice chair.
Yeah, I do have the nice chair.
Ryan has all, nice prison-issue chairs.
Like, so let's go for you guys.
Oh, rookie move, guys. I'm sorry. Who was talking? My bad. Oh, fuck me.
Anyway.
Anybody else getting like a flashback of that guy that sings the Patti LaBelle pie song when Eric's sitting here mooing?
No.
No.
The guy, he's like this big fat guy. He's like famous for it. He was singing about Patti LaBelle's pie. She makes like sweet potato pies.
When I can think again, I'm sure I'm going to be insulted by that.
He's like, Patti, your pie! You know what I'm talking about?
No, I have no clue.
All right.
People watch. So they're on planet Earth.
Yeah. So anyway, there's two aliens, Toe Jam and Earl. And they're stuck on planet Earth. They need parts for their spaceship.
Right.
So the point of the game is to find the parts for your spaceship. And you travel in between the levels on an elevator.
Very surreal.
Listen to like hip hop music with weird graphics.
The game is so 90s. Like it's so ridiculous.
It really is. Yeah. It really is.
That it's so 90s that it's awesome.
It's meant to be goofy.
Oh, it's definitely goofy. It's actually the first game, to the best of my knowledge, that actually has a random world generated.
Yeah.
So you can keep playing that game again and again and again.
Yeah, and it's different every time.
It's always different. The enemies are different. The landscape is different. I believe there's 25 levels in the game, and within the 25, they can load the ship pieces every couple.
Okay.
Or like sometimes I played it one time and I got like 8 ship pieces in a row.
Huh.
8 of the levels in a row were the ship pieces. You still have to go to 25.
Yeah, I mean sometimes you find nothing for a while.
You might have nothing for 4 or 5 levels.
Yeah, yeah. So you also collect presents, and presents have power ups and all sorts of abilities.
Which is ridiculous.
Or they can screw you.
Yeah. I didn't even bother opening them at all.
Oh, right.
They could fuck you so bad. Like, I would get the rocket skates,
and they would shoot me off
of the map.
Yeah.
And then I would land on the next map, and then I would fall down another fucking level.
Yes.
Fuck your presents. Yeah. They're not presents at all. And then they have an insta-kill
Total bummer. Or they have the rain.
The lightning.
Thank you.
Don't piss on my back and tell me it's raining. Fucking presents.
Yeah, not all presents are helpful. No. There are helpful ones, like rose bushes are good to stop people from chasing you.
The high tops were the absolute best.
Bonus high tops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the high tops are great.
Yeah, they help you.
I love the
lot of
sound effect on them.
I like the tomatoes.
Tomatoes? The presents are definitely hit or miss. That's why they have characters that actually can help you identify Carrot Man. You give him $2.
Yes.
He's a guy in a... The game is really surreal.
It is silly.
He's a guy in a carrot outfit who, for $2, will tell you what's in it. Will identify what's present.
Yeah,
because, again, some presents will fuck you over. Some are really good. Like, promotions just give you more life.
Mm.
Or, like, you get food and you just start burping, like, you drink root beer.
Yeah, that's annoying, by the way.
You know, see, I think it's funny.
It went on forever.
it's like one of those things. It goes on so long that it's funny, and then it's not funny, and then it's still doing
it. It's like 5 minutes later. It's like, all right, I get it.
There's some bullshit enemies in that game. Like, the tornado, that's another thing. Anything that took me off of the level
fucked
up. That's wrong.
Is it the flies or the birds?
Oh, that never leave
Cupid.
You alone?
Right. It's Cupid.
Mm. No, like it's like a swarm of them.
Oh, the bees.
Okay.
Oh, okay,
The bees that go
obnoxious.
After. Yeah, you know, but there's lots of great ones, like the Boogeyman. The Boogeyman has such a great freaking sound clip.
He's like a two-hit kill, though. He's a dick.
He comes out of nowhere. He's invisible, and then he sneaks up, and then he goes, boogie, boogie, boogie. I freaking love that sound of them. Boogie, boogie, boogie.
But there's also Santa Claus.
Yeah. Santa Claus, who has like a jetpack, and you have to sneak up on Santa. If you sneak up on him, he'll give you like 10 presents.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
who thought of that?
Who thinks of this shit?
Who thinks of that shit? Like, you have to be like really stoned. I don't mean just like stoned. Yeah. I mean, like, you have to be really stoned.
All kind of LSD stoned.
It's a crazy game.
Yeah. I remember that when I was a kid, I didn't have a Genesis, but my buddy Bob did, and every day after school for like a month, I would go over his house and play. And it's just, it's so much better with 2-player. I was playing it the other day.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you know, this, it doesn't, I have really
it's
fond memories of it. It does not hold up.
It's a slow Easter egg.
type
game.
Yeah.
It's slow.
That's the first thing that when I started, I never played this game when I was younger, so this is the first time I ever played it, was that's what struck me first was these guys walked really, really fucking slow.
It was slow.
Oh, yeah. It's the type of game when you play with somebody else, you're not really... You're not talking about the game as you're playing it. You're just bullshitting about others. You know what I mean? You're just playing the game, but you're bullshitting.
Yeah.
Because there's really not much.
The game is basically commuting.
Yeah, you don't have to coordinate with each other. There's really not like, all right, you do that. It's pretty much just like the two of you just wander around.
Yeah,
you know
finding
what I mean?
The ship piece and finding, but it's very casual for the most part. Towards the end, it gets a little
nuts. It's relaxing.
Certain enemies can definitely, like the bees chasing you can get old, or get in the water and you need to be in the water and you hear the Jaws music.
Yeah.
But if you have a rubber ducky, you can get in the floaty and you can just go quickly by them. But or the moles who steal your presents.
The
moles are the worst.
Mm.
But there's lots of really crazy ones, like the nerd herd, like the bunch of nerds that chase and try to run you over.
Mm-hmm.
Or what's another really good one? The dentist who tries to hit you with Novocaine and he goes...
Oh, is that what... I thought he was an evil scientist.
That guy's insane.
Makes sense, yeah.
Or... it's another good
guy with the lawnmower.
Guy with the fat guy on the lawnmower. Mm-hmm. The opera singer. If you give her $3, she'll kill everybody.
Oh, I ran away from her. I was scared of her. She seemed like an enemy. I didn't even know that.
She's a friend.
I ran away from her.
Give her $3 and she goes, hi, hi. It's like everybody dies.
Nice. I like the mailbox you could buy. I was just buying high tops left and right. Every time I get a chance.
But sometimes the mailboxes are evil.
Oh, yeah. And then
the guy chases you. He goes, boo, boo, boo.
Yeah, the hula thing is a pain in the ass.
I hated that.
Because when you're trying to get somewhere, it's like, come on, you know?
Yeah. Did you know about the bonus in the beginning on level zero? Well, the first level is obviously one. But
I never got to it. I heard of it.
If you have something to, like, you don't have to leave level one and go to, like, two or three. If you get rocket skates or, like, Icarus, you could walk there, but you'll die probably twice because you'll drown.
Mm.
But in the bottom left, from the beginning island to the bottom left, so go, like, southwest, you'll eventually run into an island. And you fall into the middle of that island, and you get a level zero. And like, there's like a root beer stand, and like, there's a hot tub with a bunch of hula girls in it. And it's funny. It's called level zero. It's funny. It's a nice little Easter egg to that game.
Oh, that's cool.
The rotten food laying around was annoying too. Mm-hmm.
It was hard to tell what was good.
It's like, oh fuck. Yeah. So I lose. Just spit it out. Why am I losing life?
Yeah.
You can gain more life by going up in rank. And they have a listing.
They have such 90s names.
Yeah, each rank. All right, I'll go through the names. So, like Poindexter.
Is that what all that shit was?
You have Wiener. You start off as a Wiener, and then as a doofus.
Yeah.
Poindexter, Peanut, Dude, Bro, Honey, Rapmaster, and Funk Lord.
That makes sense.
What would you do if you saw a guy at a light and it's like his like vanity plate was Funk Lord?
Funk Lord.
Like, you were going to follow that guy around.
The Funk Lord. That should be a good... That
guy knows what's up.
That's probably taken.
Mm. They actually released these games. The first two games, they called it the Sega Vintage Collection. You can actually get them on the Xbox One. I'm sorry, the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, it was like... Really? It was $10 then. I don't know if it's $10 now. Yeah. They released the first two games.
I know that it's been ported to like the collections. Like the 360... I think it is included. Like it's called like Sonic's Genesis Collection or something like that.
Yeah, Sega Vintage Collection.
No, what is that? What I mean? But it's like a disc that has like 50 games on it. It's not just Toe Jam and Earl 1 and 2.
Yeah.
It's like 50.
Okay, the one I saw released in 2012. Does that sound right? And it had more than Toe Jam and Earl on it.
But it's a disc. It's not just like a Xbox Live Arcade download.
Oh, okay, well this was okay. I didn't know it had all those
retail
games on
disc.
It.
It's
that's
like,
pretty
it's
cool.
It's like the Genesis Collection.
Oh, that's pretty.
There's
cool.
No, I mean you have the pie. You have everything. It's only the stuff that's owned by Genesis. So it's like Toe Jam and Earl, the Streets of Rages, the Sonics, the pie. You have everything.
Right. But maybe all of our listeners don't have a pie, and if they're looking for a way to play this game. That's all. Just trying to help the people, Roar. Why do you gotta bring me down, man?
Get yourself
why do you gotta step on me?
You know why? Because you don't like Mario 2, you bastard.
Mario 2's okay. Just okay.
Yeah, it is. It's okay.
You're just okay. Okay.
Talk about a game that might not really hold up that well anymore.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna throw vegetables at you.
Well,
they're turnips.
Let's get back to Toe Jam and Earl. One of the things I don't know if somebody mentioned it, I missed it. The ice cream truck.
Yeah, I said.
Oh, that. You said the ice cream truck when you hear the music.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, oh shit.
The horn.
Yeah.
They're brutal.
It's just a real creative game, and there's no order to it.
The art styles is fun. It's cool. Yeah.
Actually, this is an example on what we talked about last episode with creativity and realism. Okay. Mm. Now, they would probably never have an original, will never do an original idea like this by like a major company. Would they? Today?
Well, I mean, it would have to be a lot more.
It would seem to be a blatant ripoff if it did exist. But
no, I mean, if Toe Jam and Earl never existed, would they come out with a game like this?
Yeah, it could be an indie game.
You think they would have?
They could. They could bring something out like.
But you're right. As a major company,
yeah, no way. It would have to be an indie company.
Yeah. Well, I think you're right.
It's interesting you guys mentioned that because they are releasing a new Toe Jam and Earl game this year.
Oh, is that? Whoa. Ooh.
It is called Toe Jam and Earl Back in the Groove. Raised over $500,000 on Kickstarter.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Oh, they got it done. Really?
Got it done. And it's coming out this year, allegedly.
Okay.
They have video of it. It is the same angle and everything. I saw like a short video of it. It's the same angle, but the graphics are smoother and obviously a little more detailed, but not like new, like, super realistic. It would look stupid. Okay. You really couldn't do that with Toe Jam and Earl. Right. It would look, it would probably be scary as shit.
Freaking Earl looking at his big gut.
Yeah, so it's coming out to PC and consoles this year. So that should be cool.
Yeah.
We'll see how that looks.
I hope they don't fuck it up. I have to check it out.
Check it out. Check out the video.
I knew that it was rumored. Awesome. I didn't know it got funded and they actually built it.
Back in the groove.
You know, I'm looking forward to that.
Speaking of the slowness of the first game, you actually, there are cheats that you can actually do that actually increase the walk cycle to double speed. It makes the game much more playable.
Yeah.
I will acquiesce that the game is slow.
It is.
I do love it. I still do love it.
There's also cool things in the menus. Where in the menu where you can mess with the sounds and make them dance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. Like it's the sound test. But the different buttons on your controller make different noises and shit like that. And, you pick who you want and the characters dance. It's awesome. I can do that for like a half hour.
What was the button that got your the picture of your spaceship up?
C?
Was it C? I was trying to figure that. Like, I feel like I hit a button by accident. I wanted to see something.
Oh,
like
you got into it. You had to go into a menu first. You went into the menu that had all your presents in it, and then if you hit a different button, one of the buttons backed out of the menu.
Right.
And the other button went and saw your spaceship. Which buttons did which, I can't recall.
Well, the one is the action
button. One drops or opens. You can switch. Yeah. You can toggle because you want to
drop. I saw from the map then.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you have to go to one of those two screens before you can get to it.
That was a little confusing to me for the first, like, ten minutes. Yeah. Well, maybe 5 minutes where I couldn't figure out how to use the presents.
Oh, right. Switch.
I got it, though.
But it's a fun game. I love it. It's better with two people, Mike. If you played it with somebody else, you would go, wow, yeah.
It is definitely better
with two people.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, how do you guys feel about this one? Would you emulate or collect?
I'd emulate it.
Really? Emulate it?
Yeah. I'd emulate it.
Rory?
Well, I'm going to emulate everything, but I love Toe Jam and Earl. Toe Jam and Earl is like one of my three franchises for the Genesis. I love it.
Okay. I would, I'd buy it. I mean, if I see it, I'm thinking about buying it, you know, when I get around to it. But how about you, Mike?
I'd emulate it.
Emulate it?
Yep.
You know, like it's worth a buy?
I'll give it another shot, but
I want to get the cartridge. It's not, I don't think it's too pricey. It's not real expensive. I got
it. No, it can't be. It was very popular. There must be tons of copies of it out there.
We looked it up the other day.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not that much.
It's like $15.
$15. Yeah,
yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah.
That sounds funky fresh.
Yeah. Having played it, I wouldn't want to play it again.
Right, right. So, okay.
If my only way to play it was to buy it for $15, I might do that, but I have no desire to play it again.
Yeah.
I would probably give it a shot if I had friends and there was someone to play with me. Rory, do you want to be my friend?
Fuck no.
That's going to be Toe Jam and Earl.
Then I would have a friend, all right?
It's relaxing to me. I like playing it. It's fun to go back to and just fuck around with. So
it's pretty casual.
All right, cool. Well, why don't we close this one out?
I'm kind of sleeping here.
That's all right, Mike. It's getting late.
Just enjoying the show. That's all
right. Well, you can find us on Facebook, Emulate This, on Twitter, at Emulate This, and send us emails. emulatethis@outlook.com. All right, guys. Another episode in the books. Peace. See yous.
Later, nigga.
invented the piano key necktie!